Hello, and welcome to the DD&D podcast, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to things like Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, that's not really what this podcast started out as.
No, our podcast started out as basically farming, permaculture, getting off the grid, so to speak.
So what happened?
What happened was we got bored. We didn't really have any listeners. We didn't really have any callers. We started changing up our topics, talking about different things. We started getting callers. And we had some good podcasts, and then they petered out.
Right.
And then we started talking about games, because we were playing a game called Parallel Kingdom. We switched to that, because we were engrossed in that, and that was pretty much all the podcast was about for a couple months. And then that game died. And so then we just started talking about whatever. And we ended up talking about politics more than anything, even though David thinks everything's political.
It is.
Jordan Peterson thinks that everything is not political. It's philosophical.
That's politics.
Perhaps. So... philosophy and politics are the same thing, according to David.
Well, religion. Religion. And philosophy deals with religion and politics.
Right. So there you go. Yeah, and Jordan Peterson's more of a philosopher. He deals mostly in religion and psychology. He studied religions from all over the world, and he's a scientist. He's a lot of things. I would consider him a genius.
Who is obviously flawed because, you know, he jumped all over MGTOW without thoroughly studying it.
Well, he's not perfect. No, nobody's perfect. He just didn't do his homework on MGTOW. He did a little bit of surface homework on him. And
you can't. I remember David Irish asking me about Anonymous. And my response was off the cuff. Because I'd never heard of Anonymous before. Well, what do you think about Anonymous's opinion on this, that, or the other? And it's like, well, if he's not willing to come out in the open and declare who he is, then his opinion apparently doesn't mean squat, was my response. Boy, was I wrong. You know, there's reasons not to come out in the open.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are scared to do what we're doing. There's a lot of people that are scared to even call our podcast, let alone have one.
And we're not even really doing anything.
Right.
We're pitiful.
Compared to
honestly.
Some people.
Well, compared to most, no. We're spectacular, but I mean, we are pitiful. So.
We're like Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we're a couple.
If were to make a podcast, there we go.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, we're the brainchild of Dumb and Dumber.
No, we're not quite that bad. But we're pushing it.
I heard a reference to one of my favorite movies today, and I'm trying to remember where I heard that reference. They were saying, "We are the idiocracy."
We are the idiocracy. We are the children of the dead, of the corn. Children of the
Yeah.
Corn. Well, you know, one of our listeners, I got feedback. One of our listeners thinks we are absolutely hilarious.
Oh, yeah. They don't take us seriously at all.
I don't know if they actually do take us seriously or not, but they do love our podcast. They do think we're funny.
Well, good.
But looks aren't everything.
It's everything, baby. It's all there is, just looks.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll start out with MGTOW. I was watching that video while on break that I was talking about on the ScrapGov Scrap podcast, Why Men Are Refusing to Help Women and Children. It was a little different than what I was thinking, but...
Okay, so I must have sent it to you. I thought you sent it to me. I watched that a long time ago.
Maybe you did send it to me. I'm not sure where it came from.
Maybe we just saw it on the same list, and you just got around to it. All right. I thought you sent it to me. Maybe you sent me some other video, and it just happened to be in the list as a result.
No, I don't know where this came from. It didn't come from that feed. It didn't come from you. I didn't send it to you. I didn't get it from any mutual whatevers.
Well, I'll tell you, I tend to deflect from the feed because a lot of stuff you send me, it spirals down into, look at this woman getting creamed for being stupid. Well, I'm not watching them to see women get creamed for being stupid. All right, identifying their stupidity, fine. All right, but making a joke at them because they're stupid, no, I'm not interested in that.
I don't only send you those. I only send you one or two of those.
I know, but the feed that results from the stuff you send me is those kind of feeds.
Oh, I see what you're talking about. No, I'm not talking about those feeds.
And so I deflect from those feeds, and I tend to go down and grab things that are a little bit off from those, and that's probably how I got that video. And I thought you'd sent it to me, but apparently that's how I got it, is by... You know, going away from the people who are making fun of the stupid women to those who are explaining the stupidity in general, male or female. And,
well, yeah, and this one's actually talking about government.
Well, and it's male stupidity. All right.
Right.
You know, the main focus is government, but male stupidity in reaction to government stupidity.
Well, no, not necessarily. Okay. The first deal in this video was about a woman who had a confrontation with a crazy man on the train. He was like, you know, homeless or something, I don't know, insane. He just lost his marbles. And there was two guys on the train who didn't do nothing about it. Two other guys. You know,
I think by the story, they even left the car, went to another car.
Okay, so it is the same video. Yeah, they left the car because they didn't want no part of it. They just abandoned the woman.
Yeah.
And then another story was, there was like four or five stories, but another story was where this one guy found this lost child and walked with her, I think it was a girl, to help her find her parents, and was asking people you know, literally asking people if they were the parents, asking, you know, girl if this was their parents, helping, actively trying to find the parents. Well, the father and a friend of his seen this guy walking with the girl, and they snuck up behind him. One snatched the girl, and the other one started beating on the guy who was trying to help the girl find the father.
Now in their defense, what they saw, I would have done the same thing.
Perhaps I wouldn't have maybe attacked the guy, but I would have snatched the girl and confronted the guy. But nonetheless, I understand that part. But after the confrontation and everything had went through the legal process, they determined, which I kind of understand this too to a degree, because you really can't trust the legal process these days, but they determined that the legal process was wrong and flamed this guy all over the community and basically had his life threatened, and he ended up having to move when he supposedly didn't even do anything. So he
now that was wrong.
Right. He was supposedly trying to help this girl, and by all the witnesses from him asking around, it appears he really was trying to help the girl. And it resulted in him having his life threatened, having his whole world turned upside down, and he was trying to do the right thing. And there was other stories on there about other Good Samaritans who got punished.
Right.
Oh, this one drug dealer was, I don't think he was raping the woman, but he went after the woman for something. And this other guy intervened and beat the crap out of him. And the drug dealer ended up in the hospital. And the guy who went to protect the woman ended up getting in trouble by the law, and I don't remember what his charges were, but he was severely punished by the law for helping the woman and hospitalizing the drug dealer who was attacking the woman. Now, did the woman deserve the attack by the drug dealer? We don't know, because there was some phrasing in there that made me think that she did deserve it, because I think that she owed the guy some money. Now, I think I remember that story from real life. I mean, this is real life, but I think I remember that happening actually not too long ago. So people are afraid to do the right thing because they're afraid they're going to get punished for it.
Well, yeah, and it doesn't matter if it's one bullet in 100, you know. You know, most Russian roulette guns, it's, you know, 6 chambers, 1 bullet, all right? And you just keep clicking around the group until somebody gets the bullet. And you will eventually get the bullet because the chambers are sequential. But,
right.
I mean, I suppose there's variations where you spin the barrel every time, but, you know, or the, you know, whatever. But, It's a 1 in 6 chance, okay? All right. But even if it's 1 in 100, there's still a bullet that's going to ruin your life. What sane person would expose themselves to that?
Right.
There would have to be something else in their life telling them, well, either I expose myself to that danger or something worse happens. And most people don't see the something worse, all right? And the something worse is the breakdown of society, the breakdown of families, the giving of power to somebody who doesn't really care about you, you know? And all because what? You're a dumbass, and you can't identify somebody who's trying to help you?
Right.
You know, because Because the guy who's not trying to help you is feeding you a lie and telling you you need to be protected from people like that. Like, you know, give me a break.
Well, yeah, and it's actually illegal for us to take the law into our own hands when we're supposed to be the law.
It's unlawful for us to not take the law into our own hands.
Right.
And I'm not contradicting Kano. Kano said it correctly. It's illegal for us to take the law into our own hands, but it's unlawful for us not to.
Correct. So what do? We're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. If we do the right thing, we're going to be punished. If we do the wrong thing, we're going to be punished.
Well.
But if we do the wrong thing, the punishment is actually more severe in the long run. We're going to be like Nazi Germany.
Well, you won't see it in your lifetime.
No, but my kids or their kids. Well, my kids probably ain't going to have any kids. But, you know, so it's not my problem. It's not my kids' problem. And
well,
they're probably going to have no kids.
Yeah, your kids won't have kids on purpose.
I don't know. I mean, they might have kids. I don't know. But the way it looks, the way their parents, their moms got them all fucked up. On, you know, they are barely capable of doing anything.
Well,
let alone.
Yeah, that doesn't mean that some woman won't come along and say, "Yep, he's the daddy."
Sure, whether or not he is the father or not.
And as I understand it, the way Missouri does it. If you're the man taking care of the woman and she has a baby in your household,
you're deep by
they don't care if you prove that you're not the daddy.
Well, no. Here's the thing. They don't care if you prove you're not the dad. That's fine. But that's not going to get you out of child support unless you can prove who the father is. So it's not so much that you have to prove that you're not the father. You also have to find out who the father is and prove who the father is before they will relinquish you as the father, because their rules are that they cannot or will not bastardize the child. So someone has to be the father.
Maybe the answer to that is, well, bitch, you accuse me of being the father. Okay, fine. I'll be the father, but you're not going to be the mother anymore. Bam! Brains on the wall. And then you'll be father from jail, but that happens enough times, and women won't want to play Russian roulette anymore.
This is true.
You know? You know, what sane person wants to play Russian roulette? Okay? So maybe, you know, if we start tilting the game in the other direction, you know, it's like, no, I don't want anything to do with you because you'll get me killed. Leave me alone, Uncle Sam.
Right. And it's getting to that point. It really is.
Well, yeah, men are saying it.
Oh, right.
Women aren't saying it yet.
Not yet. Some of them are. And that's why I started this website, Girls for Gender Equality.
Well, you're right. Yeah, some of them are saying it because they're realizing that everything they love and desire is being destroyed by the way this society is put together.
Right.
So, it's wrong. There's something terribly wrong with the way things are going. So.
Yep. Yeah, and these few women, actually there's probably more than just a few, but these women are waking up and trying to educate and wake up others. And so I'm joining the cause by helping them to help wake up others.
Yeah, they're asking the question, do you really want the world the way it is? It's like, well, no, nothing's perfect, but it's the best we got. It's like, no, it's not. Not the best you got. You're taking the worst.
Nope. Well, yeah, because it's only getting worse. You know,
you're taking up the rear. You're taking it and you're saying, well, it's the most pleasant thing available. No, it's not.
Right.
It's the only option you've been given, but it's not the only thing available.
Nope. Well, yeah, it's just like I was watching, what's that black guy's name? He played on Bruce Almighty. Hang on, I'll look
it up. I thought that was a white guy.
No, he played God on Bruce Almighty.
Oh, did? Oh, gray hair?
Yeah.
Grandfather kind of character? Not quite grandfather, but wise uncle kind of character.
Hang on, I'm Googling it now.
I think it starts with a D.
Morgan Freeman.
I was wrong. Boy, was I off.
All right. Morgan Freeman. He was having an interview with a journalist who was interviewing him about a lot of things. One of the things they were talking about was poverty. And he says, that's the one thing that's beautiful about our country. We still have that freedom to where if you're born into poverty, you don't have to stay in poverty. Where like in India, if you're born into the rich, you're rich. If you're born into the poor, you're poor. You know, that's just the way it is. Because they believe that in reincarnation and what you reincarnate into is your destiny. So,
which is funny because there's some untouchables who've actually gotten rich, but they're still called untouchables.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are people. There's the norm, and then there's the exceptions to the norm, and those would be the exceptions. But here in this country, if you're born into the rich, you may be rich, but your children may not because you may squander it all. You know?
Well, yeah.
That rich, I mean, it depends on what you do with it, that rich may dissipate over one to three generations and be gone.
Which I'm sure would happen in India as well, but you would still,
it's obvious,
you'd be that class still, and you'd intermingle, and your grandchildren could make up for your stupidity when it came to finances.
Perhaps. I'm not exactly sure how they do it in India, so I can't really...
Yeah, I I'm only speculating myself.
But you know, and of course the interviewer was black, and he's black, obviously, so they were focusing on the black community. So, but he was talking about, you know, when he goes into the ghetto and stuff like that, the guy's like, oh, man, you know, I wish I could have been, you know, this, that, or whatever, but I just couldn't get out of this. I just couldn't get out of here. And he goes, oh, I don't understand. The bus runs every day.
Yeah.
You know, you got your opportunity to get out of a bad situation anytime you want. It's just like...
get on the bus and ride.
Yeah, my last relationship, for an example, she was abusive, alcoholic, really physically, emotionally, verbally abusive. And, you know, I put up with it for a little while, But I could have stayed in that abuse and let her walk all over me, or I could have walked away, which I did. I ended up putting her on a bus and sending her home. You know, she didn't
yeah.
go home. She went to another guy. But nonetheless.
another guy? No, she went back to the guy that she accused of abusing her before.
Well, that's true. She had
yeah.
two or three other guys lined up. One of them was the guy that she basically cheated on with me, but I didn't know she was cheating on him with me because she lied to me about their so-called relationship. It was supposed to
right.
be business, and he wanted more, and come to find out, there was more. But she wanted out for whatever reason, and then she ended up going right back to it. So whatever that was all about. But it was because I wouldn't put up with the abuse, and apparently he would. Of course, he was just as abusive as she was, supposedly. I don't know. But nonetheless, I had the option to put up with it or get out. I was not going to put up with it. I did for a little while, but it wasn't very long, a couple weeks tops. You know, we were only together for a little over a month. So, you have options. It's just a matter of, are you willing to take them? I forgot where I was going with that. Oh, yeah, basically, yeah, we have the option to keep letting the tyrannical government and all of these whoever's that are trying to ruin our country, we have the option to allow that to happen, or we have the option of standing up for ourselves and fighting for our freedom and our liberty. But that's not what this podcast is supposed to be about. That's our Scrap Gov Scrap podcast. But I just wanted to finish up where we left off. Morgan Freeman is God.
All right, you might find this interesting. Drafter is dissing police right now.
He's dissing police?
In chat.
Oh, yeah.
Said something about you should look up YouTube First Amendment audits. I don't know what a First Amendment audit is, but that should be interesting.
Looking it up now. YouTube.com. And we should also promote DailyMotion.com because YouTube is owned by Google and Google sucks.
And so does YouTube now.
Right. So DailyMotion is my new go-to YouTube. And I just typed in YouTube.com and I got CyberGhost Virtual Private Network. Why is this? YouTube.com.
Oh, I'm playing the wrong game.
Playing the wrong game, San Antonio, Texas. I got a new advertiser I'm working on.
Parallel Origins. I had over 100K gold. Died, lost 20%.
Ouch. Yeah, that's a problem.
10% was a good bite. 20%. Shit.
Yeah, they need to change that to like 1%.
Ha, 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 ha. Well, it's an incentive to not die, guaranteed. Pay attention. Yeah. Pay attention.
Eat your apples or lose 10 to 20%.
All right, anyway, wrong game. The reason it's the wrong game, because I need instructions as to where I'm supposed to go in Brutal Age.
Oh. All right, hang on a second.
I'm logging in.
Antonio, where are you?
And I need to change my name. Let's see now.
There you are, San Antonio.
Settings.
All right, you're on a 420 server?
I am, but I need to change my name. I don't know how to change my name. There it is.
Oh,
got it.
Our friend has not had water for a week.
What? Oh. Seriously?
Seriously.
No. Well, that might be true because I've been stuck on the farm for 3 days. But no, she was at Bill and Shirley's getting water. All right. She needs to learn how to reach out to other people. Even if it's reaching out to me, because she didn't call me.
Oh, yeah, I know. She contacted me.
Okay, it cost me 40 gems to change my name.
Oh, because you did it more than once.
Yeah. How do I change my icon?
Oh, you can't. Oh. Just above. Hang on a second. Just above your name change, there's the yellow and blue recycle-looking arrows.
Got it. Wow, it's going to cost me 80 to do that. Screw that.
Oh, because you already changed your character. Once.
Right.
Yeah, just wait till you get the opportunity to do it for free, because you will get the opportunity again. I don't know why, but I've completely forgotten how to do IT stuff. Instead of copying link, I click copy repeatedly. Copy link location. I don't know what's wrong with me. I know that.
Yeah, yeah. Nobody's perfect.
No, but I'm not perfect 5 times in a row.
Well, then you're perfectly imperfect, that's an improvement over most people. Most people aren't perfect in anything.
At least I know better. Okay, let's see here. 866-798-8002.
What's the numbers I should enter?
No, this is one of my advertisers.
Oh. Oh, I should have done a shutdown while we were on break. because my phone is slowly losing charge.
Oh.
So there's something running in the background that shouldn't be.
Well, quit it. Oh, I'm on the wrong server.
420.
Yeah, let me check something real quick. Okay, that tribe, that Jazz, or the clan, they call them clans here.
Right.
The clan that Jazz wanted to join, and I tried to join, but they rejected me.
Yes.
And not literally, but mildly, they didn't attack me. They scouted me and ended up bringing attention to me, and then I got attacked by either their
right.
alts or somebody else.
Right, and right, right.
It's not for you. It's for the other people. Anyways, they told Jazz they didn't know I was with him, and that if I reapplied, they would accept my invite.
Right.
So I reapplied, but they haven't accepted my invite. So I was just checking on that. Okay, going to 420 server. At this point, I don't care if they accept my invite anymore or not. But, I don't care. All right, how do I log out? Here we go. Log out.
So apparently you earn things whenever they do server maintenance. That's curious.
All right, logged in. Yeah, I end up joining a clan in the Red Horde because I signed up for the Red Horde. For whatever reason on this server. But once my 14 days is up, I'll leave and join, I guess, the Purple Horde. And then create our own tribe. Now, my location is 283.
283. Oops, hold on. This thing's stupid. 283. Okay.
324.
Hey, those numbers sound familiar.
Yeah, that's the numerology for CBD and THC.
Right. Kano, number one.
That's me.
Let's try a radical experiment. Oh. Oh. Says I can teleport to within your red zone. I'm not going to, though. I'm going to pick a spot over here next to your red zone.
Go like 1, 2, 3, 4. Go like 10 squares away from me.
Okay.
No.
Over by this meat pile?
No, just like 3 squares away. Because I'm thinking that I don't know, because like I planted this water here and these little eggs and this tree and this rock thingy in the corners. Now, I don't know if you're within my square, if you can benefit from those as well.
Right.
Or not. But I'd go close to me, but not too close to me.
All right, how about just north of that number one pig?
That's fine, next to that little body of water?
Yeah.
That's fine. Because as we expand our outposts or upgrade our outposts, our squares will increase in size. So
oh, man. I can't teleport. I can't teleport. I don't have 1,500 gem.
Oh, you don't have a... You have to earn a teleport thingy.
All right, but I can build.
Oh, you can build your second one?
Maybe. I need meat and wood. A lot of meat and a lot of wood. All right, so I know where... Blue.
Did you join a clan yet?
Nope.
Join a clan, and then in the chat, you'll see at the top world, horde, and clan. If you click on clan, there's this little green bar that'll pop up, and you can get free gifts. I just picked up some stones.
Well, there's some that say apply and some that say join.
Just click the one that says join. That has
a whole bunch.
That has the most members.
Okay.
Because you get more perks. If you're the more members, the more perks.
I don't think I want to join XXX Pornhub.
I didn't even notice that. Oh, why? Because I'm not Blue Horde.
Oh, wait a minute. Sowers of Death has 66 out of 100. Riptide has 67.
Yeah, I'm a member of the Zen tribe or clan, Z-E-N. The war tribe is yellow. That girl's kind of cute. Wonder where she is. There's some good-looking women in these games. That's cool. This guy, somebody built around this guy, and now his territory looks like a stealth bomber.
All right, so it looks like Riptide. They got a diamond symbol.
Okay. Well, that's the other thing. When we pick our clan, we'll have to pick, I think we'll be picking our symbol for our flag. And we'll have to determine which one suits Hymtoria better.
Right, the one that looks like a doobie.
Is there one?
I don't know, but there's a heart one.
Yeah. There's a star, an X, a palm, like a animal palm. There's this like cross-looking plus sign. A target, arrows up, a moon, a heart, and a curly Q, and then two arrows out. Oh, Oh, and then a flower.
Oops. Apparently I did that wrong.
The diamond, there's a bone. Like a doggy bone. Oh, there's a five-leaf clover.
283. Oh no, it's 342-283.
I have to go look again. Hang on. The five-leaf clover might fit best.
I think I entered that wrong.
Oh, and then there's the O. Oh, wait, here's another leaf. It looks more like a pot leaf than...
there you go.
...than clover. There's a raindrop, or a teardrop, two arrows in. And I don't know, I guess that's it.
All right, where are you again?
I'm at...
That seemed wrong. I don't think that's what I gave you. CB, yeah, okay, yeah, it is. Right, and no, I don't want to attack you.
I'm stronger than you are. Hey, we could have test battles. But I'm not sure how to do that.
Yeah, I still can't teleport. So how do I get these free gifts you're talking about?
How to get the what? Oh,
free gifts.
Chat. At the very bottom, center, there's the chat. You got world chat, horde chat, and clan chat.
Center bottom?
Yeah. Most recent post was that war chick, and then, yep, posted, look, power rank. And then there's two more posts just posted.
Okay, so I just go to the clan chat and do all the gets.
Yes. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of free gifts. Just go and collect them all. And that
Woo-hoo.
Will help you gather resources. Now,
all right. Five more
own,
gems to 1,500.
There you go. When we start our own tribe, we won't have as many at first. But I'll have it open for other people to join. And people will want to join us, I'm sure. So,
I don't know if I want any Tom, Dick, and Harrys that would join.
Well, first we'll need members.
Right.
Later, we can probably be more picky. I just sent my troops out to gather materials.
Come look what I found. Yeah, it's a lot of tents. What am I supposed to do about it?
Nothing, don't worry about it. I usually ignore those. with mana. Oops. You can easily go over your protected mana. I'm already over myself right now. Your best bet is to not hunt those mana monsters. Because those free gifts that you get, you'll get plenty of mana. So if you ever need mana, you'll have it available. They call them turtles. And they provide mana. Like a number three turtle provides you with 94,000 mana. I'm already 6,000 over. And I haven't hardly collected any mana at all. I've got 10,000 mana, and I'm 6,000 over.
Right on.
And it's always like that. I've upgraded on the other server. I've upgraded a lot, and I'm constantly having to worry about going over.
I like this crazy squirrel.
Yeah.
He gives me gems.
Gems.
Yeah, just doing the tutorial where the finger points, I press.
There you go.
Barely registers that I'm hitting the word upgrade. Or the free hammer.
Free hammer. I'm training my partners right now.
You know, it's telling me make a wish.
Yeah, don't pick mana. Well, you click on it once, but that's it.
Hey, it wants to spend my gems.
Oh, yeah, you're only allowed so many wishes.
What? I wanted gems. Give me 30,000 meat instead. Okay. If you ignored the tutorial, would it go away?
Unfortunately, no.
I mean, I'm probably better off doing everything it tells me to do, but...
You can do other things, but it will expect you to go through the tutorial.
It'll go, look, do this, do this, do this. No, you're supposed to do this. Come back here, do this.
Yeah, it'll keep telling you to do other things, but, yeah. You can do other things besides what it tells you to do, but it'll continue to tell you to do what it's telling you to do. Get it? Got it? Good.
It's all right. When it produced warriors for me, I sent them on their merry little way.
What was I supposed to look up on YouTube again?
First Amendment audit.
Oh, that's right. First There it is, top line. It must be a popular search right now. See what it says on Daily Motion. That needs to be my new go-to place.
Right. Need to start sending people links to Daily Motion too, on a regular basis.
Yes. Cool. Yep, there's stuff there too. Save my tabs. Don't delete my tabs. I'm almost done, if not done for now, with Girls for Gender Equality. Now I can start working on Guys for Gender Equality soon. But it's better to have the women.
Oh, come on. How come there's no more free stuff under Klan?
Oh, you only get so much.
But I have...
If somebody else grabs it before you do, then you don't get it. See what I'm saying? It's public stuff. No, not public, but public to your clan. All right, scrap. Gov. Scrap. I downloaded the Scrap Gov Scrap podcast already.
All right, so I'm upgrading my stronghold now. It's going to take about an hour. So, if I log out, it'll keep going?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing you have to stay logged in for is when you're training your partners. You can, at the first 5 sessions, you have to babysit it. After that, you can just click auto, but you have to be logged on. And have it running basically while you're doing something else. I usually have it going while I'm driving. So they're sitting there auto fighting the computer while I'm going down the road. And that's how I train them guys. You can only do so many sessions and then it won't let you do anymore. So then I log off. But, oh, I'm already tired. I downloaded ScrapGov Scrap podcast off of the free conference call. So as soon as we're done with this, I'll download it. And then... I'll upload them to the actual website later.
Yay.
Yay for the retards. So I downloaded all of the Sirene TV series. It looks pretty interesting.
Right.
When it's in the $5 bin, I'll go buy it. Now, yeah, it's definitely something that I would buy. So I'll be purchasing it soon.
All with the... With
what
Joe.
What do you want him?
Russian Doll is the one that I watched last.
What
it's interesting.
It?
Yeah, I'm not sure I understood the ending, but... I'll watch it again.
Watch it again.
Take time to digest the program.
I didn't know it was edible.
Yeah, it's 8 episodes.
Was it palatable?
Definitely. May not have been
chocolate donuts. What? What?
May not have been nutritious, though.
Oh, yeah. Like these chocolate donuts?
Probably very much like those chocolate donuts. Yeah, I'd say the main character was definitely one of those MGTOW-type females that, you know, create MGTOW men.
Oh, feminist females who create MGTOW men.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the new norm. In Australia, they're putting out their TV ads and other commercials that make dads and guys in general look like ignoramuses, like Homer Simpson.
Or American Dad or Family Guy.
The mom and the kids are the smart ones. Well, in some of those cartoons, maybe not, but the mom and the kids are the ones who's got it together, and the dad's just a babbling buffoon.
Pretty much.
It don't make no sense, but it's funny.
And that's why they keep them around.
And if you're not funny, you're not worth anything at all.
Okie dokie, I found another place with no critters to kill. So, I'm chopping all the trees and making a new square. All right, I am down to 39%.
Yeah, the other problem with the MGTOW feminist whatever crap is you got these alpha males who want to step in and pretend like the problem is the beta males.
Actually, they had that in the show.
Yeah.
And they had a beta male in the show who, in the end, sort of got the girl.
The beta male got the girl?
Sort of.
Right.
sort of.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to program us to be beta males. And they're trying to program women into thinking they want a man that they can control.
You'll have to watch it. You'll have to watch it, because
it's right down my alley.
The beta male was the hero for her, and she was the hero for him. But they didn't make a couple.
No. LJBF.
Not sure of your term.
Let's just be friends.
Oh, okay. Yeah, pretty much. But there was every indication that life was going to be good for both of them afterwards. So. It's kind of a weird groundhog type program.
Oh, that's right. You was telling me a Groundhog Day type of thing, and then the Groundhog Day part was over. And
it actually went through the whole show. I thought it was over with the season one, episode one.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, you can catch it on Netflix.
Netflix, pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-
All right, so greenhouse is up except for the plastic and the wiggle wire.
Okay.
So, quite frankly, at this point, we don't need the shed anymore. There's plenty of stuff I can start growing right now. The way things are. So I need to get my truck up and running so I can go get manure from the neighbors and start making compost. Because quite frankly, I've only got about a month to do it.
Yeah.
And I'll do it right there in the greenhouse. You know, I'll take advantage of the wet ground and everything. And then those containers we got, I'll figure out how to use them. But I really would like to make a run to wherever they got those containers with the cages. And because those would make great heat sinks.
Yeah, we'll have to get a tote for Cindy.
Yeah, she won't want one of those. The tote that she'll want, we should go down and get it from that place north of Springfield. Because it's baby shampoo, baby formula. There's like five different things, and they're all safe to have inside your water container. Because, you know, shampoo can be washed out.
Right.
Baby formula can be washed out. It's all stuff that you might not necessarily want it on your plate. But you're not going to complain that somebody washed it off the plate and then gave you the plate.
Except for me, I would. Because I complain about everything.
You do, don't you?
I'm one of those people that can't be happy with nothing.
Well, I hadn't noticed that till now.
The glass is always half empty.
Unless it's all the way empty.
Yeah, if it's not all the way empty, it's half empty or less.
Right.
And that's the way I like it.
I tell you what, I'm very conscious of the fact that my scooter has been running for 3.5 hours now.
Uh-oh. All right, let's see. I'm gathering meat. I'm looking for...
Yeah, I'm not in that game anymore. I'm planting flags and killing wolves. And occasionally bears and golems.
Bears and golems. Bears and golems. Bears and golems. Bears and golems. Bears and golems. Yes, indeed.
I'm trying to earn back that 20K that I lost from dying.
You suck.
That pissed me off.
I guess I don't need stones right now.
I mean, the loss in the gold was stunning enough, but the fact that I let myself die.
I'm going to hunt him. Hunt the stone guy.
It's so easy to... it's so easy to keep yourself alive in this game. Why would you let yourself die? Why would you ever let yourself die?
You idiot!
I know. Yeah, just watch your health bar. When you get down to a little bit past halfway, eat an apple.
Mania.
It's not like you have to sit there and keep hitting the critter. You can always step away.
Step away. Step away.
I just found another Kano flag.
Kano flag, Kano flag. Kano's what makes the heart grow fonder.
I hope that's true for somebody. Yeah, that almost sounded like Japanese.
All right, not much I can do here. I'm going to go to the other server.
You're playing multiple servers? Oh, God.
I'm playing three servers simultaneously.
Yeah, I'm basically abandoning my past my past characters. I will not be returning to them.
Oh yeah, no. I got one that I won't be returning to. Jazz
now
is
that's,
playing on the other.
Yeah, that's
Jazz
something.
Playing on the other two servers, so that's the only reason why I'm going back, really.
The game that was like that I played before, you could only jump servers once. They put you on a random server, and then they gave you an opportunity to move to another server, I guess, to a server that your friends were on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go look
you,
at the other.
Once you reach, like, level 5, you can't change servers again.
Right, okay. Well, the way they set it up, you could go and look at the other servers and see what was going on them. But you couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, okay.
You couldn't go there. Couldn't, nothing.
Give me some runes. I need runes. I need runes. Give me some runes.
And by the time I quit the game, they had hundreds of servers going.
Yeah, this one's got about 450.
There you go. You know, it might be the same game. It might be that I was away from it long enough that they altered it to what it looks like now.
Could be. Or not could be. I need meat, bones, and wood on this server.
I have a weakness for chocolate. Pure vanilla extract.
There's my meat.
That's where I went wrong in life.
Meat, meat, meat. Bones. And wood. Where is the wood? I need wood, master. I need wood, master, to give me some wood. I need wood, master, to give me some wood.
Ooh, oh, you're playing that game.
Bing, bang, wada, wada, bing, bang. Out there is my wood, master.
Nosberry's playing, whatever that game's called.
Cateria.
No. The other one. Utopia.
Utopia. Okay. How's that working out? What do you think?
I don't know. I haven't seen her play. I've only played it once.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah. When there's any possibility of playing a female character and it having some nice appearance, in these games, I like to play a female character and dress them up and all that stuff. I wonder if what my wife is going to think when I get married and I start making clothes for her.
Come on.
That's pretty much what my last wife's reaction was.
She probably won't think that. Kim thought it was cool, I think. Well, then she thought we were gay.
Say what?
I said, Kim thought it was pretty cool, I think. And then I said, then again, she did think we were gay. But then again, I think she was interested in women. So she thought she might have had gaydar, but she didn't.
Right.
But I also think she wanted to tie me up and beat me, too. She wanted to explore the BDSM community with me, and I didn't let her.
Right.
And she was resentful for that, I think. But I didn't trust her enough.
Right, you weren't sure that the safe word would work.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I think maybe I would have trusted her and never got that far. We didn't last that long. I mean, we lasted long enough to maybe experiment, and we kind of sort of did a little, but not really, because I mean, I just didn't trust her. Not.
I think really. Probably some of that was the constant name calling and whatever. She's probably trying to be your dominatrix, whatever.
Right.
And that wasn't working for you.
No. Oh, yeah, yeah. She definitely wanted to be the. She definitely wanted to dominate me. And even though I'm passive, aggressive, I'm not submissive. I mean, I can be, but I'm not.
Right. And she didn't explore the possibilities properly.
Yeah, in the BDSM community, I would be considered a switch. I'm not dominant, I'm not submissive, I kind of am both. I go both ways.
Okay. I don't.
No, in the dominant submissive realm.
Just saying.
I'm a swinger. I swing from one polarity to the other. Yeah. So, like I said, I'm not dominant, but I'm not submissive. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle.
You are your own polar opposite.
I am my own grandpa. Right, time to train my peoples. Can I do this level yet? No, I need to upgrade. I'll do this one. Autopilot, go. All right, 10 rounds of autopilot. My people kicking their people's butts. Now, there is a training realm where we can fight people from other servers, which is kind of cool. All
right.
We don't actually lose any troops that way, so we can do training that way.
Okay.
But you'll find that section whenever you get your partners and you start training your partners. Hmm. time is it? It's time enough. We have anything else to talk about?
Nothing I can think of, but I will appreciate shutting off my scooter a half an hour early, because that's that much less gas that I've wasted. Basically, I've run the scooter for as long as I did the 2 days previous, so it's probably in the red by now.
Yeah. Alrighty. So, alright, games. We got Brutal Age. We're no longer playing Mr. Legacy.
Nope, but if they radically change the rules, you might talk me into going back.
Yeah, if they fix the PvP and the decay rate issues, we might go back.
Yeah, I got lots of stuff packed up. I did pack up my characters. It's all on alts, so unless they delete my characters, I've got plenty of materials. But
same here.
As it stands, those materials will remain locked up.
We got plenty of materials on three different servers.
Yeah. Well,
so
actually, I got materials on more servers than that, but the majority of my materials are on three servers.
That was weird. I guess I had
Vermicide, Vermifuge, and Helmentic on all servers.
That's classified information, sir, son, sir.
Yeah. Not that it matters anymore.
Yeah, I hear you.
Those will be the characters I bring back anyway. But you're right. If we were still playing that game, yeah, that was classified.
So, we got Parallel Origin, Brutal Age, maybe, what's that one she's playing now again, Nasberry?
I can't think of the name at the moment. Not Paradise. Utopia.
Utopia. Utopia Origin.
Is it?
Yeah, that's the name of it. Utopia Origin. Like Parallel Origin. And then there's another one that we kind of sort of quit playing, but I still have it on my phone, and it's kind of cool.
Oh, there is something to bring up.
Mirage.
I heard.
That's the name of that one.
Oh, Mirage. I never played Mirage. On Parallel Origins, I heard the rumor that they're getting ready to release Red Towers.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah, I can understand.
So
yeah, you're
Red
right.
Towers,
it's called Utopia Origin. Okay.
Red Towers. Yeah, that's another option. I still have that on my phone, too.
Well, Red Towers made it to about where Parallel Origin is now, and then kind of stopped.
Yeah, they either went incognito, like it sounds like by your last update.
Right.
Or they just quit.
Yeah, it looked like they just quit. All right. Now, if perchance they did some stuff afterwards, it'd be interesting to take a look at it. But even if it's a fully blown PK, I'd be inclined to stick with Jannar and watch him develop parallel origins. You know. And several people came on and they suggested, you know, if Parallel Kingdoms was to come back because they saw how well these other games are doing, they would not return to it. Just because of the crap they pulled.
Right. I can agree with that. I might return to it, but I won't give them any money.
Yeah. It's like, I'm here to eat up your resources.
I'll give my money to the competition. Thank you.
Yeah, my response is, yeah, I'd play. I'd go there to recruit players for this game.
Recruit players and ideas.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I love PK so much, I can't say where my loyalty would lie. But,
well, the game was great, but Per Blue's handling of it was inappropriate.
Well, what if they don't own it anymore? They sold it to somebody else.
That might be fine. But I'd want to do some research and see who the real owners are. Because if it's the same people who wrote it in the first place and were managing it, then, you know.
Yeah.
A name's a name.
Right. I heard, I don't know how true this is, but I heard that they sold it to Walt Disney.
Okay, that'd be different.
That was a rumor. That was a long time ago. But I also heard they were partnering with Disney to make games, and I think that's why they dropped that one, because they had money coming in for new projects, and they just, that one was a thorn in their side. It wasn't, it wasn't making them enough money, and they just dumped it.
Well, yeah, because they had a huge leak.
Yeah, the one that I discovered.
Well, yeah, and people were taking advantage of it, and that was kind of stupid, you know.
I didn't discover it until after the fact.
I'm sorry, folks, but if you find a leak that results in your favorite game losing money, you know, not just passively losing money because, you know, you find some way to multiply an item or something, but to, you know, its main method of making money is completely gone because of this leak, then you kind of, you know, unless you can suggest to them a better way of making money, you kind of need to report the error. Because
it's how badly you want the game to keep going.
Yeah, because it seems that Per Blue went out because people were able to get free accounts. Free premium accounts.
Yep. I would have discovered it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't.
Well, they cheated you. They didn't give you an opportunity to discover that.
Right. Yeah, I actually ended up getting cheated. So, and after finding out about the glitch, and being cheated, finding out that they got cheated, it didn't make me feel as bad that I lost a couple, more than a couple. But anyways, I lost, a few months of playtime and basically got ripped off. It wasn't that expensive. It wasn't like I was spending hundreds of dollars. It was only $10 a month. But I ended up paying.
Yeah, but it's like going to the carnival and getting tickets for 1,000 rides and and they sold them to you, promising you that you'd be able to ride those 1,000 rides and then pulling out before you even get to use 1/10 of them.
Well, yeah, basically I had 6-month membership. And they were supposed to give me so much platinum in the game every week.
Yeah.
So after the first month, they announced that they were closing the doors and they were going to give us the remainder of our platinum all at once. And we had 1 month to use it and enjoy it.
And it was like, there's no future.
Right. So it's a bum deal. Like,
it's your world is dead. Your world is dead. Enjoy it. It's like,
right.
Everything you do.
The end of the world.
Yeah, everything you do has no point.
Yeah, basically. So, but like I said, it wasn't a lot of money. If I didn't make a lot of money and $60 was a lot of money to me, I mean, it's not a lot of money, but, I mean, $60 is a big deal to me even, but, that's not even a day's wage for me. I make 2 to 3 times that in a day. So.
But still.
I mean, so
they promised you something that they didn't give you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so it wasn't like it was hurting me. But I was upset. I really was. Until I found out that they were getting ripped off. Several thousand accounts every month.
Yeah.
So they lost way more than I did. I was just a bystander because of these other idiots. So I more or less blame the other people that were ripping the game off for me losing I only lost like $40.
Yeah, but still.
But still.
You would have invested more in the game.
That's like 2 hours
time.
Labor. I lost 2 hours. 2 hours earnings. But.
Yeah. So you would have invested more in the game over time.
I would have invested more.
Yep. Yeah, I think you were talking about buying me a whatever, too. You know, it's like, not that I particularly wanted it, but I would have been somebody you would have dumped the funds on in order to support the game.
Yeah. There really wasn't much to the platinum account except for the fact you got platinum. So, I mean, I was just giving you free stuff. There was another perk, but I don't remember what it was. Platinum was the big deal. And with platinum, you could make certain things couldn't normally make because you had to buy platinum.
Yep.
I was rich in the game anyway, so I could buy platinum all day long. But it was cheaper, in a sense, to just become a platinum member. I mean, I paid real money for it, but I had to work harder in the game to earn the platinum than I did to just buy it. Yeah. And so really that was the biggest thing. But yeah, Parallel Kingdom. Love it or leave it.
All right. Well, I'm out here. I'm gonna shut off my generator.
All right. I'm gonna go to bed. This concludes the DD&D podcast. The message: DungeonsandDragons.com. We talk about everything, including but not limited to TK Red Towers, Mystera Legacy, Parallel Origin, and Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
We got 75 international phone numbers, so if you're a gamer or you just want to talk about everyday stuff, give us a call. And you can find this podcast and other podcasts, future podcasts, older podcasts, if we have any. We don't really have any older podcasts right now, but if that happens to be in the future, you can find all that at the rabbittrailpodcast.com. Sponsors. Go to kclamanagement.com to see our sponsors and what we're doing and where to go and how to get there. Okay, that's it. All right, talk to everybody.
All right, good night. Bye, folks.